Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, back in on DGS. Dave has an away from the station engagement, I guess you could say. So we'll be hanging out here for the last hour of the show. Rach, I don't hate this song, so don't take it that way.
Oh, I knew you were going to say, you mentioned something about
it the
other day.
But I hate it so much that he says South Detroit, because there is no such thing.
Oh, really?
It's literally the river between Canada and the United States. Like, that's what's south of Detroit.
You were saying the other day, too, that this song has just been completely ruined by being played too much at sporting events, right?
Yeah, I don't remember when it was. I think it was a White Sox team that started doing it. When they were having like an improbable run in the second half and they were good and they haven't kept playing. So they ironically started playing it kind of like it was very much like the Gloria thing with the Blues.
Yeah.
Where it starts off as kind of a funny inside joke, but then it becomes a thing, right? It becomes a real legitimate thing that people get into. Started off kind of like that, except every damn team in every sport started using it. Like, it was just, fan base is just like, oh, don't stop believing. And, that's the thing, is it's not a bad song, but that made me hate it.
Could he not be referring to Windsor?
Yeah, that's South Detroit, Windsor, Canada.
Oh, that's in Canada?
Yeah, that's in Canada. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps Zug Island?
Zug Island.
Zug Island is a bit southwest.
Is that in the river?
It is, and I think it's still the United States.
Yeah, boy,
you're not kidding. There is literally no South Detroit.
No, due south of Detroit is Canada. downriver is what we call it. Like downriver Detroit, it is south of Detroit. But if you go immediately south of Detroit, it is Canada.
Downriver. That sounds like you're talking smack on Canada.
Yeah, no, downriver is
the wrong side of the river tracks.
No, that's on the U.S. side of the river, but like moving on down south, like along I-75 there. But yeah, that's always been a thing for people in Detroit. Like, okay, guys, there's really no such thing. But, whatever. That's not the part that ruined it as much as its sports teams glomming onto it, because it was a fine song, but it's not like one of their best ones, and it's certainly not like an all-time great.
You know what the crazy thing about the Gloria phenomenon was? I never got tired of it.
Really?
Yeah, I really never did. I love that song more now than I ever have, like after hearing it a bajillion times.
I wonder if that's generational for you guys.
Well,
because
I never
hated that song in real time.
Really?
Yeah. But again, shockingly, right, the metal teenager did not like the pop song back in the day.
And we didn't get to know it as like a new song. When we came into it, it was already like a Stone Cold Journey classic.
Wait, Gloria?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about Don't Stop Believing.
No, Rach changed it up a little bit to talk about that. Because, like, yeah, I go back to 82 with that song. Like, I was younger, and, when it first came out, it was all over the radio. And I know this is another one of those differences between a Gen Xer and Millennials or Z or Alpha, because it's just different. But all anybody did back then was listen to the radio when you wanted to hear music. You had no iTunes. You had your own players. But not that much. So most of what you'd hear, so your radio was always on, and it was, Gloria was like every 5 minutes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that big.
Back then?
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge hit.
Oh.
I think, well, put it this way, a huge national hit, like top of the charts type hit, where the current thing with Gloria with the blues was only here in St. Mm-hmm. Louis. It wasn't like, you know, it didn't come make the all the way comeback. But, you know, it's one of those deals where I think that might have scarred me more than anything. Not scarred me, but influenced me more than anything else. Because I would hear it when I was like 12 and I'd be like, ah, play Metallica. Play some.
Why can't Metallica play this song?
Yeah, why can't somebody else play something better? Isn't it weird the things that make you hate a specific song, though? Like, it might not even be that the song. There are bands, there are songs that I've actually liked initially, but then I just can't take it anymore once it just gets popular.
Do you ever do the opposite where you start out hating something and then you hear it so many times that you're like, I guess I better accept it?
Oh, man. That's a good question. I don't know. Do you guys have that?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a specific mm-hmm. song. A lot of pop songs are like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where initially I won't like them and then I'm just brainwashed into accepting them eventually.
Yeah, I feel like that might be, honestly, that might be most pop songs to me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe that's my brain. I have had it where I listen to an album and I like will gloss over a certain song or two. I'm like, eh.
You know what?
And then later on, you're like, hey, that's actually not bad. But I don't know that I ever had it happen because it got popular.
Chappell Roan.
Who?
Chappell Roan, one of the big pop stars.
Didn't we just roast Chappell Roan recently for something?
Yes, she does a lot of stupid stuff. But I really hated her music, but my wife loves it, and my wife just played it so much that eventually I was like, you know what? These songs are pretty good.
This ain't so bad.
This ain't so bad.
Huh.
Now I agree. It ain't so bad.
That dynamic is kind of how I got married. Wife hated me for a while, and I was just around all the time, and eventually she's like, yeah, he's not so bad.
She's like, I better accept this.
I just have to accept it. Just didn't know that it would be for the next 30 years.
Okay, would Susan watch Hot Frosty with us?
Pretty good chance, because she really likes the it's so bad it's good genre.
She likes happiness. She likes joy. I got news for you, Kevin. This has an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. This might just be a good movie.
It's a 5 on IMDb.
Yeah, you look at IMDb. IMDb is so stupid. Everything's a 5 on IMDb.
Also, you guys are getting IMDb's rating system is messed up. Poll. We posted a poll at DGS on KMOX, and you guys are losing.
Yeah, it's possible for more than one person to be wrong.
76% for me, 24%
It's possible
you guys.
To have you and the listeners be wrong.
I think the author of the poll was biased, and his internal bias has tilted the...
I think it was a pretty fair question.
Yeah, the poll is it stupid or is it really stupid?
Here's the question. The question is the premise of the movie Hot Frosty ridiculous, or just a fun comedy frolic for the holidays? And then I said, the plot is a woman magically makes a snowman who is hot, who comes to life, and they fall in love.
That's not the whole story.
That's the story.
That's not the, you don't know. You haven't seen it.
You didn't even mention Lacey Chambray.
Larry Sherbet. Yep.
And some guy that I've never heard of before. The only person that I've ever heard of before is what's her name? From Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, Jim Carrey.
Lauren Holly. Lauren Holly's like the only person in there that I've ever seen in anything.
I know Chrishell from Selling Sunset on Netflix.
Who?
Her name's Chrishell.
Oh, I see. I'm looking at the cast now. Oh, I know that Craig Robinson guy.
Yeah,
I've seen him.
Yeah. He's been in a million things. He's funny.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
Let's see. What's else? What would I know him the most from?
Hot Tub Time Machine.
That was actually pretty funny.
He was. He had some great guest spots on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
You know, we were talking about off the air, because I watched Long Legs last night. We did a little bit of it on the air with Dave, just like the different tastes in horror and all that. But I'm sure it'll shock you guys. But with most genres of movies, I don't really like the middle ground. Do you know what I mean by that?
Like, not really.
Like if I say I don't like a comedy, if it ever turns serious,
okay,
I hate that. I didn't go see The 40-Year-Old Virgin to see, oh no, my life's falling apart. I went to laugh. Like, I wanted to laugh at the movie. So, like, Jackass will make me laugh for an hour and a half. And I don't have to worry about, oh no, is Steve-O going to be sad for part of it? And it's the same way with, like, with horror movies. I don't like horror movies that aren't actually scary. You know, creepy is one thing, but you're not a horror movie unless you're actually scary. Is that... Do you guys identify with that? Are there kinds of movies or entertainment where you're the same way, where if it's this kind of thing, be this thing and be it really good? Otherwise, because I view the other things as just being, you're stuck in the middle. like, yeah, it's a little bit funny and it's a little bit serious, and that doesn't do anything for me.
I don't mind the little bit funny, a little bit serious. Actually, the other day I was watching, have you ever seen the 1996 comedy Down Periscope with Kelsey Grammer?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
It's got some serious moments because it's a submarine movie, yeah. So there are moments where it's like, oh, this submarine's about to crash or whatever, and it kind of takes you out of the comedy aspect, but I thought it was actually I really enjoyed the movie.
And
that had Lauren Holly in it too.
Oh, there you go.
I would push back 6 degrees of Kevin Wheeler. I would argue that the best horror also needs to have a little bit of funny in there. There was some silly.
It can, yeah.
Long Legs, I don't think would qualify necessarily as the best horror, but there was some humor in Long Legs.
No, that's fine too. Like the Scream movies had some humor in there. Certainly you guys are probably not into the Rob Zombie style of horror movies, but they had a lot of dark humor, mm-hmm. like super dark humor. Like you're like, oh my God, I shouldn't be laughing at that, but I am. Those things are fine.
But that doesn't qualify as
well, as long as not really. I don't know. Maybe it's more about the pacing. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, maybe you're just thinking of, like, bad movies.
Because there are movies that people love where, I mean, like, especially...
Like a Judd Apatow movie.
Yeah,
kind of.
I hate Judd Apatow movies.
Okay, that's right. So maybe what you hate is, like...
Self-righteous.
Preachy, yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's more of the, like, see, this could be better.
Because that's the thing, because Judd got away with that a few times, and then it just kept happening, and people started catching on to it, and that's when they started going, like, okay... Maybe the movies just suck.
I was so excited to see Funny People because the whole premise is like, oh, this is going to be great. You're right, though, Wheels. There's like an hour within it where it's just sad or angsty, and it's like, well, I thought I was supposed to be laughing.
You know, maybe some of it is, too, with the way it's marketed. So if you're going through and you're seeing the trailer at another movie and it's all ha 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 funny, they're showing you all the funny stuff, and then you get in there and it's like funny for 40 minutes, and then now, oh, wait, this is a drama? Mm-hmm. I don't like being deked out. I don't like being fooled. But I also like, if I want to see a drama, I want to see, you know, I said this all the time, and I'm sure you guys will think I'm a monster. I don't really like everyday people stories in movies. In real life, I like them because it's real life. I don't like that in movies. Now, I do like.
So you don't like Clerks or something?
No. That's funny. It's a comedy. It's like over the top. I'm talking about this, like, it's all about this relationship or that relationship, because people all have that. I'm more about the unique, like things that you don't experience like in your own life. That's what's attractive. So if it's like a mystery, if it's a war movie, you know, a kid got kidnapped and you're trying to find him. Like there are regular, like, normal people things that aren't superhero movies or car chases or whatever that are still fun, and they're interesting because they're interesting because they're not things you experience every day. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't really care for any movie or TV show when it's all about stuff that's everyday stuff.
I feel ya. I like anything with great dialogue. And there's plenty of movies I like that don't necessarily have great dialogue, but that's what really sucks me in is if the conversation seems authentic in some way, that's the only way I can really lose myself in a piece of media like that.
This is all why I never want to see Fried Green Tomatoes.
I don't really want to see that one either, Reels.
Good.
I'm not going to lie to you.
High five.
Your high five. It's too far away.
I had to roll across the room to give Rachel a fist bump so we could agree on that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm back in on DGS. Dave is out for the rest of the hour today. Just had an outside engagement. He'll be back as normal tomorrow. Rach, speaking of normal, we didn't have time to do headlines after Dave Murray today because of the extended winter forecast. So let's do headlines.
All right. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. This is sad, but I'm happy for her. The Simpsons voice actor Pamela Hayden is retiring after 35 years. She has voiced Bart's friend Milhouse Van Houten and dozens more characters for the past 35 years. And she's been credited on just under 700 of the Simpsons' 774 episodes to date.
Can you imagine being on, like, I can't imagine being on anything for 35 years.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That's a long time.
And Milhouse is probably my favorite Simpsons character
ever. Oh,
really? Yeah, I find him very adorable and funny. So.
Milhouse rocks.
How do you feel, Andrew?
You know...
Not that you're watching the new episodes of The Simpsons.
I'm more of a fan of Flanders.
I'm just, it's
no, nobody's a fan of Flanders.
It's time to let it go. It's time for, and I get it. There's no reason to, as long as it's making money. If it's still getting the ratings for Fox, there's no reason to let it go. But, I mean, you know, Julie Kavner can barely muster up the ability to.
Very sad.
Do the Marge voice, and I mean, even Dan Castellaneta is starting to lose his edge a little bit with the Homer, and which is not surprising at all. I mean, these people are all, you know, getting into their 70s now at this point.
Can I say, I mean, I have heard a million people do spot on impersonations of those characters. Can they find no one else to do them?
I mean,
or is it just respecting the fact that they're OGs and they've been there from the beginning?
Yeah, I don't think anybody, and also I don't think anybody who's a huge Simpsons fan wants Julie Kavner to be replaced, right?
Okay.
Yeah. At least a huge, like, current Simpsons fan. The classic Simpsons fans, like myself, are more like, why is the show still on? We can probably just move on as a society.
The FBI has arrested a man charged with planning an attack on the New York Stock Exchange. A man in Coral Springs is facing charges after planning to bomb the stock exchange, according to the FBI. He intended to detonate a remote-controlled device to, quote, reboot the U.S. government. Not sure exactly how that would work.
From Wall Street?
Yes. The FBI discovered sketches, electronics, and other evidence during a search of his home in February. His arrest comes after a thorough investigation by law enforcement.
Mm. Yeah, not... clearly a not well person.
Yeah.
For a lot of different reasons. But I don't think you wipe out all of that stuff by blowing up a building.
Yeah, I don't
that
know how it works, but
everywhere.
I know it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, the information is stored, I'm sure, in more than one place. It's not like the old days where, like, we have stacks of boxes of paper in the vault.
Lady Gaga, Green Day, and Post Malone are going to headline Coachella 2025. The festival will take place over two weekends in April and will also include performances by Tyla, Anita, and Kraftwerk. I don't know a lot of these artists.
Yeah, so I know the first three.
I've never heard of Kraftwerk. Have you, Andrew?
Yeah, they're like a German metal band, I think.
You're making that
no,
up.
No, they're not.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I'll take your word
for
it.
I'm going to look it up. We'll see. I'm going to play around with it.
Work. They're a German something.
Is it spelled with a K?
Oh, they're, I'm sorry. Excuse me. They're a German electronic band.
Fun.
EDM?
Well, they're from like the 80s. So I think like more classic electronic.
So the Ariana Grande film Wicked premieres on Friday, and one theater chain is already sending out a warning to potential moviegoers. Please don't sing along during the movie. The AMC Theaters is saying, at AMC, silence is golden. No talking, no texting, no singing,
yes.
No wailing, no flirting, and absolutely no name calling. Enjoy the magic of movies. I would be pretty annoyed if I've never seen Wicked the musical. I'm interested in it, though. I'm a little interested in this film. I'm sure I'll watch it whenever it comes out streaming.
Yeah.
But if I went to go see it in the theaters and you're sitting next to me singing along and I can't hear the actual actor singing, I would be pretty TO'd.
I would agree. I think it's a terrible idea in general, but I will say I think that they're missing out on opportunities.
Well, I'm sure they'll have special.
They should have special shows.
They seize the opportunity. The Draft House here in town, the Alamo Draft House, does that very well. They do a lot of different themed screenings and sing-along screenings.
Because, you know, obviously the
rowdy screenings, as they're sometimes called.
Yeah, like Rocky Horror Picture Show has always had that kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. You know, going to it, that's what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
It's why you're going, because it's part of the show. I don't think that's cool in the other settings.
No.
Although I will say, do you guys feel differently when it's a concert thing at the movie theater?
No, I don't.
Oh, really?
Yep, I have been to them, and it is horrible when everyone's screaming.
Oh, you went to see BTK.
BTS.
BTS. Oh,
BTK is the murderer.
BTK is the
Andrew
serial
loves
killer.
That BTK.
But yeah, it was a horrible experience because everyone's screaming the whole time and screaming at the top of their lungs and everything else. And maybe it's just because I was annoyed by it because I'm not that kind of person. My wife still had fun.
Yeah, there you go.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.